Want to welcome you very much to our last session, workshop session, I should say. Tomorrow we will all be very concentrated and fixed on our 12-hour kirtan, our school of absorption, our university of absorption will be tomorrow there. And then on Sunday morning we will combine two sessions in one. We will have the morning lecture and it will be a little longer than normal. Some tips how to make use of the retreat and take it home into your daily life. I want to now, before I start, see if there are any questions which are left from this morning. Mandaleshwari has one, Ananditai has one. Okay, let's take these two. I think we all acknowledge that a little stress is good, but it takes it out of tamagun. But if it is constant stress and too much of it, it is harmful for us. What is my advice? I strongly believe that we need to take a little responsibility of our own lives and say when it is too much and then make appropriate changes. And I from my experience, it's always possible to find time. I had once a servant many years ago who would regularly come into stress zones and then react in a very helpless way. And I would say to the servant, well, can't you just tell me when you come to your limits? But I found out he could not tell me, because he had the concept that one has to forsake his needs for a higher good, a higher thing. And I believe many of our devotees just cannot speak about their needs, because their needs are covered with a concept, a false concept, that let me just sacrifice. I believe a little bit comes of this comes from Srila Prabhupada, who didn't have enough time, really. He had 10 years, short 10 years, and he knew within that time he would have to establish the movement. And he himself just totally challenged his thing. He didn't rest. He said at the end of his life, I want the blessing to die on the battlefield. I don't want to die in Vrindavan. I want to die in the skyscraper in New York. You know, he himself had this tremendous surrendered vision. At the end, he still went to Vrindavan. But he gave a certain mood in our movement, and he himself reflected about it and said, that's one part, but the other part is Varnashram, is a society which takes care of people's physical, emotional and social needs. So he acknowledged that it is important. Bhaktivinoda Thakur makes a statement. He says, someone who does not take care of the physical and emotional and social well-being will come to a premature death. Premature means it's not the time. So I think as our movement matures, hopefully our devotees will mature and understand that this idea of surrender is good for some time to get you started, but to maintain yourself, you will have to take care of these aspects, and you have to make clear communications. You have to really say, well, I can observe myself here, and I have gone into a stress zone now, and I am not, I don't think I can continue for long like this. So I really think it's the individual's maturity. It's not how fast you go, it's how long you go or how far you go. That's the bit which is important in Krishna consciousness. Not important how fast you go, but will you go to the end? You know, and this concept is important. Maybe we have to help our devotees. I know, for instance, two devotees here in Goloka Dham who are beyond their limit already. So I know three. And I'm talking to the devotees, and I'm saying, can you see the signs? I can see the signs. Can you also see the signs? And then I will convince the devotees. But it's not easy, Mandaleshwari. That's one part of it. The other thing is, if there is no one to jump in, what will the devotees say? They say, okay, then let me die a premature death as long as things are done. Therefore, my request to all of you is, if you don't have the same situation, please, please support Goloka Dham by joining the circle of friends. It will be, it will take the at least some of the burdens. Or come for some time to do pujari service here, so that the pujaris can distribute the services a little bit more. That's all I can say. I had to learn the bitter way. I went always over my borders until I became so ill that I almost lost my life, and then I decided, okay, that is a strong message, I have to rest a little bit more. Yes, there were, I believe, Ananda Nitai, you were also asking a question.
Krishna sagt in dem Vers, dass dem Devotee eben alles, was benötigt, zur Verfügung stellt und es auch erhält. Wenn man jetzt die fortgeschrittenen Devotee anschaut, jetzt zum Beispiel die Tukaram oder so, dann sieht man, dass diesen Devotee alles weggenommen hat letztendlich, teilweise sogar das Kind, ja, und was noch alles. Bedeutet es dann, dass dass wir eigentlich nur entscheiden können, in wie viel Zeit Krishna uns letztendlich alles wegnehmen wird, damit wir uns 100% hingeben können. Also zwei, drei, vier, vier, vier.
Is he a giver or is he a taker? Ultimately. Ananda Nitaya asked the question that and the verse we said, Krishna will give his devotees, but we see in the case of advanced devotees, he takes everything, including the son, children, everything. So is it only a question of time when Krishna will take everything away from us? Maybe in the beginning he may give, but then he takes. Is he a giver or is he a taker? Wow, Hedi, du übersetzt wirklich gut. Also ich kann es richtig sehen. Du bist richtig, es scheint ein neu erwachendes Talent zu sein. Krishna. Ananda Nitai, how often have I thought about this question? How often have I prayed to this to get an insight? And I will not repeat it. As an answer, I want to give you what I personally have realized in my life. Krishna does everything in such a way that it's good for your spiritual advancement. And how he does it is entirely up to his. Sometimes he is extremely merciful and extremely forgiving and extremely tolerant with his devotees. Sometimes a little bit, bang, oof, you already get the sign. And I only can say he knows us best, Ananda Nitai. And he, like a father, he knows when to encourage and he knows when to stop. I have no other explanation. One other thing is I think we have to change a little bit a perspective. We think it's so heavy when Krishna takes something away, but from another perspective it's not heavy. You know, all these universes, they are only for one exhale for Mahavishnu. When he inhales, they are gone. And you think it's so problematic when you lose your dhoti on the this is not problematic, losing the dhoti or losing the position or losing losing your good name and fame in the devotee society. It's not problematic. The problem is the universes are coming and going. And we forget. We are in a problematic situation here. And we try to build our sand castles near to the ocean which will flood them soon. Let us pray to learn our lessons nicely, Ananda Nitai. And the way and Krishna will help us, and the way he helps is a little inconceivable for us because we are too much attached to a small, very small concept of life. We don't see the bigger picture so easily. That is what I can say. Even death is not a problem for the soul. In fact, there is no death. Did you ever think about this? There is no death. It's only a false concept. So, it's not a big problem, whatever happens. The problem is our mind, with all its misconceptions and attachment to the small world of illusion which we have established for ourselves. Hare Krishna. I would like to now read to you something about how you can become more and more absorbed. It's from the Bhagavad Gita, the 6th chapter, 10th verse in the purport. He says, Prabhupada says there, the first business of a transcendentalist, that's you, is to keep the mind always on Krishna. One should always think of Krishna and not forget him, even for a moment. Concentration of the mind on the Supreme is called Samadhi or trance. Hedi, ich höre dich lauter als ich mich höre. Es liegt an meiner Übersensibilität und es ist mein Fehler, aber vielleicht kannst du ein ganz klein bisschen, also du übersetzt glorreich. Ich habe jetzt genau jedes Wort gescheckt und du bist richtig on tune, aber wenn du noch ein bisschen jetzt die Volume runterkurbelst, ne, dann bist du exakt, dann bist du glorreich. So, in order to concentrate the mind, one should always remain in seclusion and avoid disturbance by external objects. He should be very careful to accept favorable and reject unfavorable conditions that affect his realization. And in perfect determination, he should not hanker after unnecessary material things that entangle him by feelings of possessiveness. Let us go through this one by one and learn how to concentrate or absorb our mind. I thought it's really like a step-by-step process. First step, you should remain in seclusion and avoid disturbance by external objects. What this means in practical devotional life is you should see that you are not diverted by that's the main thing. The idea is not so much seclusion, but the idea is you must think of Krishna and not be diverted from Krishna thought. The idea is a little bit like monam. When Prabhupada explains monam in Vaishnava terms, he doesn't just mean, monam means the vow of silence, that you shut your lips and don't make any sound, either by singing or by speaking. No, he says monam means to not talk nonsense. Perfect monam is to talk about Krishna. It's silence from material things. So when he says the first rule is seclusion, you know, the idea is seclusion from material things. You follow? This is our Vaishnava understanding. We are just not, we are careful with material things. We avoid these. That is important so that the mind remains unshaken and totally unwavering. Second step, one should be very careful to accept favorable and reject unfavorable conditions that affect his realizations. This is something very, very powerful, this technique. You have to see what is favorable for my spiritual life and what is unfavorable. Now I would ask you a question. What of the devotional processes you like doing? These are usually very favorable because when you like things, you can do them over a long term of time, again and again. If you don't like something, on your level, you will be able to do it as a tapasya, as an austerity for some time. But if you don't have a positive relationship to devotional practices, you will most probably deal this. I know a devotee who got up every day, imagine, for 5 weeks, or 5 months even, at 4 o'clock in the morning, no, 3 o'clock in the morning, no, 2:30 or something. And he did just a lot of spiritual activities, but he really forced himself. He forced himself every day, every day, every day, every day. 5.5 months. Then he said, let's go to the disco. It's too much for me. You know, this is not very helpful in the long run. Therefore, I always recommend that you find things which you find something which you can offer for Krishna, which is a little austerity, but not too much. No? You have to see, oh, I like this Goloka Dham, I like this service. Then you can do, and then you can surrender. I like to chant, then you can also surrender. For instance, I personally like chanting so much that even I don't mind to chant in the midnight or early in the morning or through the night. I like it. It's my liking, my personal... And for that I can do austerities. I don't need to sleep because when there's chant... I mean, eventually I also need to sleep, but... And do you feel... When I say... Take what you like. I don't mean stop doing austerities. You make advancement by sacrifice. But you are what you are. You can and should stop being a pretender. You take something which you like, and then you do austerities. I remember I liked not so much Sankirtan because I was too shy for these heavy Germans on the German streets. But I did for many years, 7 years or so, I went and distributed. But there I could only do what is usually done, you know, when it was 7 o'clock in the evening, yoo-hoo! I felt like a little schoolboy when the school alarm rang, ring, ring, ring. But preaching I like so much. I cannot be stopped. People, my servants say, it's already 2 o'clock in the night, what are you doing? I said, I'm doing what I like. You know, doing austerity is easy when you do what you like, where you have a relationship to. What is your nature, which fits to you? So when you want to accept what is favorable, then accept what you can do for Krishna, what is easy for you to do for Krishna, which is what comes what natural, and so on, and then reject what is unfavorable. This is an easy, easy, easy application of this process. Does this make sense? What do our super spiritual people say, who always like to do? I feel we must come down to earth, my dear devotees. There will be things which you like doing because you have a certain nature from Krishna. Find this and then engage yourself. And there, really give everything and more to Krishna. And then, in perfect determination, he should not hanker after unnecessary material things that entangle him by feelings of possessiveness. I'm at the present moment in a dilemma. It's called the car dilemma. And I have a car which has, I'm proud to say, 250,000 kilometers on it. That's a lot in modern times. And I don't want to change the car. Now, everyone says to me, it's better to change the car now. You know, it will be heavy on the repairs. But I feel, let's live simple as much as possible in this crazy world. You know, and it still drives, and we don't need a first-class car. We just need to get from A to B. That's enough, you know. Now, I feel it's very good to sometimes really see, I don't need this, I don't need this, and then not go after it. Because remember, when you are diverted, when you have cultivate feelings of possessiveness, when you then you just can't absorb your mind because your mind is full. If you want to go to the school of absorption, the idea really is to throw out unnecessary things. It's like this Manimanjari. If we want to fill this room with new furniture, we have to throw the old furniture out. So if you want the mind to be absorbed in Krishna, then you do have to throw some old thoughts out. That's the whole idea. That there is place, you need to create place in your life for Krishna, place in your heart for Krishna, and that is possible when you throw a few things out. Few things have to go. Let us throw them out of the window. We don't need them any longer. They are harmful to us. They do not serve our present needs any longer. Let us throw them out. Bacati is the right word in Yugoslavian language. Let us do some bacati. So this is the what Prabhupada says. These are the Rahmenbedingungen in German. What is the English word? The framing of our life should be done like this. One should avoid these disturbances by external objects. That's the first thing. One should be very careful to accept favorable things and reject unfavorable conditions. What you should accept favorably is what you can and like to do for Krishna. And from that position, it's easy to reject unfavorable things. And finally, with some perfect determination, you should not hanker after unnecessary material things that will just entangle you in feelings of possessiveness. Lead a simple life. And my dear devotees, what I have seen in my life and observed in many other lives, is that if you live a sattvic life, a lifestyle, you know, where you are living a simple life, where you are not agitating your mind with so many movies and so much worldly literature and this and that, so many, that is very good for spiritual life. These accumulating unnecessary things is rajagun. No, this doing unnecessary things is tamagun. A person in rajagun thinks if he has more, then he can live his life in a more perfect way. But in Krishna consciousness, we know we have to come to the goodness mood. Then we can do activities, and then we can have also possessions. Let me be very clear. In spiritual life, you go be, second place is do, and third place is have. First, you are a good devotee, be, you are satisfied in Krishna consciousness, then you do on this basis spiritual activities, and then you will have a dhoti or two and saris and, you know, some possessions. But in the material world, because people do not, they just are not sattvic, they believe, first let me take care of what I have, a house and a garden, then my activities will be described by this, and then my inner state of happiness will come. So they think have, do, be. We think be, do, have in spiritual life. Is this clear or is this too abstract? Be a good devotee by devotional activities, by your mind, absorb your mind in Krishna, be absorbed, be satisfied in Krishna consciousness, be a man and a woman of high principles, be honest, be compassionate to others. We cultivate these qualities first in our life, and from there our activities will flow, and ultimately our have, that means our conditions. We do not believe that we have to first forget everything, work, and then have a nice apartment, and so on and so forth, and then we will ultimately be happy. No, this doesn't work. Now, my dear devotees, where I see that you are still a little bit looking at me with eyes fighting with tiredness, I will sing with you a very nice song for the pleasure of Krishna. Because I want you to enter into, thank you, into a deep meditation in a little while. It's the Manasya Puja, which we have developed together with our deity department here in Goloka Dham. And I think we have heard a little bit about absorption and the necessity and what helps us to concentrate. What helps us to concentrate is to cut the diversions. That's really all. Cut the diversions. And in Krishna consciousness, a so-called positive way, a so-called negative thing is also a positive way. When we say cut the diversion, we say engage more in Krishna's activities. I would like to sing with you a song which is sung every morning in the Krishna Balaram temple, and which is made of the names of Krishna. This song is sung so that we can fix our mind on Krishna. It's a Naam Sankirtan. And by doing this, by singing this song, we can absorb our mind. And I will sing to you this, sing with you the name, and I will then tell you something. Our Sharanga Thakur will at that time just play the melody. And a good way, I always have forgotten to tell you, when you play the melody and you don't want to lose the melody, you just sing internally the melody, no? And then you keep the melody. Where is our Midanga man? Ratnabhushan Bhushan is here. Would you be so kind to get yourself a Midanga from downstairs? Yes, it's here, it's here. Wow. Then please sit with us so that there is good communication.
Vibhavadishesha Aloka Pravesha Nitrachari Utto Jeeva Deva Vadi Shesha Aloka Pravesha Nitrachari Utto Jeeva. Bolo Hari Hari Mukunda Murari Rama Krishna Haya Griva.
The night has come to an end. The light of dawn is entering. Means the night of ignorance is over, and now the beautiful rays of Krishna consciousness come. O Jiva soul, arise and give up your sleep. Chant the holy names of Lord Hari, who is the giver of liberation. The enemy of the Mura demon, the supreme enjoyer, Hari Hari, he is the all attractive one. He is Rama and he is Krishna. And he is the horse-headed incarnation, Hayagriva.
Anasingha Vamana Shri Madhusudana Rajendra Nandana Shyama Nasingha Vamana Shri Madhusudana Rajendra Nandana Shyama Putana Gatana Koitaba Shatana Jayat Asharati Rama
He appeared as the half-man, half-lion incarnation, Nrisimha. And he came as the dwarf, Vamana, and took the whole universe into his possession. He is Madhusudana, and he is the beautiful, blackish son of the king of Vrindavan. And he killed Putana, the witch, and the Kaitapa demon. And he appeared as Lord Ram, the son of King Rama.
Yashoda Dulala Govinda Gopala Vrindavana Purandara Jana Radhika Ramana Bhuvana Sundara Vara
As the darling of Mother Yashoda, he is called Yashoda Dulala. Please say, Yashoda Dulala. And he is the pleaser of the senses and the cows. And his name, therefore, is Govinda Gopala. Govinda Gopala. He is the lord of the Vrindavan forest. He is the darling of the Gopi Janas. And he is pleasing Srimati Radharani. And he is so beautiful that he is the most beautiful personality in all the worlds.
Ravanantakara Makana Taskara Gopijana Vastrahari Vrajera Rakula Gopa Vrindapala Sita Hari Vamsidhari
As Ramachandra, he brought about the end of the demon king Ravana. As Krishna, he stole the older gopis' butter. He stole the younger gopis' clothes while they were bathing in the Jamuna. He is a cowherd boy of Braj and the protector of the cowherd boys. And Chitahari means he steals the hearts of all, even the hearts of the tired persons of the Krishna Samadhi seminar. And Bansidhari means he always holds the flute.
Yogindra Banana Chirandanana Prajana Paya Hare. Navina Nirada Rupa Manohara Mohana Bansi Bihari.
This Krishna is worshipped by the best of yogis. He is the son of Nanda. He removes all the fears of the inhabitants of Braja. He is the color of a fresh rain cloud, and his form is enchanting. When he wanders about playing his flute, he looks so charming.
Yashoda Nandana Kansa Nishurana Nikunya Rasa Bilase. Kadavakana Rasa Parayana Vrindavipina Nivasi. Ananda Vadhana Premani Ketana Pulashara Yoyakama. Danadas, werde ein vertiefter Devotee. Pula Shara Yoyakama. Ananda Vadana Emani Ketana. Pula Shara Yoyakama. Gopanga Ganana Chitta Vinodana Samasta guna gana dhamma. Jamuna jivana kili padayana Nimana sachanda chakora. Namachudara sagau Krishna jasa Rakovachana manamora. Namachudara Namasudara Sajau Krishna Jasha Rakovachana Manamora. Jaya Krishna Vallaram, Krishna Vallaram, Krishna Vallaram, Krishna Vallaram. Yeah. Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram. Jaya Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram.
Go Premanandi, Adi 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 Go. These were some of the many, many names which Krishna has. We all like the name Anandavardhana. It's a name of Krishna. It means he increases the ecstasy of his devotees. Krishna increases the ecstasy of his devotees. There's also the name Jamuna Jivana, which means Lord Krishna, the life of the river Jamuna. It also says that the river Jamuna is the life of Krishna. So as devotees, we really think of, you know, helping out that the river Jamuna will again come full force and with purity into Vrindavan. Kali Yuga, a lot is done to take these holy things away from us. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his last line, it's alright, we don't need to see it, he says, O mind, please obey these words of mine and sing the glories of Sri Krishna in the form of these holy names which are full of nectarian mellows. I want to request all of you to take note of this beautiful song, Vibhavari Shesha. So positive. The night has come to an end. And now, Aloka Pravesha, the dawn is entering. The night of Kali Yuga comes to the end. And the dawn of good fortune awakens for one who sings the name of Krishna. This is a first-class song for your own personal bhajan. You might like to sing it during your morning meditations before you go out and do your different activities. This song will give pleasure to your heart and will inspire and heal your heart, because it's only names of Krishna, beautiful names of Krishna. It's said that Krishna likes very much when we sing these names, especially names which are in connection with his devotees, like Yashoda Nandana, the son of Yashoda. This is a normal psychological thing. If I would, here is Govinda Priya, if I would say, O mother of Ananda, you would feel happiness in your heart. Or there is our Irina, and if I would address her, O mother of Arjuna, or if I would say to our Manjuri, oh Manjuri, daughter of Mandaleshwari, you would we like to be named in connection with someone whom we like very much. That is what we, it's even if you would hear, oh daughter of Mandaleshwari, you would think, wow, wonderful. So Krishna has this a thousand folds, all these human personalities personality traits come originally from Krishna. So if you want to please him, call him by a name which is in connection with his devotee. Nanda Nandana or Nanda Gopal, you know, son of Nanda. Wow, Krishna goes, yes, that's me. You have really called me by the proper name. Or he likes to be called Braja Jana What was it? Brajajana Palana? No, Brajajana Bhayahari means he who takes the fear away from the people in Braj. Krishna said, yes, I'm on the side of my devotees. When the demons come, I will take them out and away from my devotees, and so on. Krishna likes also, if we call him by his activities, for instance, he loves stealing butter. You might have thought yourself, what is all this Krishna stealing butter? Mother Yashoda thought like this. She one day taught Krishna, Krishna, you sit down now here. Your mother is talking to you. Why do you always steal butter? If you steal butter, you will develop a criminal tendency and later steal chariots or ox carts and so on. Stop stealing. And Krishna looks just very, very seriously at his mother. And he looks really serious and he says, Mother, I can't stop stealing. I just can't do it. Because you have to know, he doesn't explain it, but it's like this. The Brijbasis, the gopis, make the butter, and all the meditators, this is the best butter. I hope Krishna comes and steals my butter. I just hope he will do it. And how can Krishna say no to such a serious request of the Brijbasis to accept their loving emotions? How can he say no? He does not say no to love. So Krishna likes to be reminded of all these things, and therefore when you sing these names, particularly this song, you please Krishna to the extreme. Well, every one of you should sing. It's a very simple melody which we all know from the morning tune. It's a very nice simple melody everyone can sing. Please take note of this. If you want to find it in the songs of the Vaishnava Acharyas, in this newly published book, it's on page 62. Maybe in our training newsletter, we should send you, we make a note of this, we will send you this song, and then you can sing it in your offices and in your home. It will help you to absorb yourself in Krishna. If you only sing Hare Krishna, that's good, but you need to know what is in the Hare Krishna mantra, what different forms of Krishna, and this Vibhavari Shesha, which is a Naam Sankirtan, will help you. Another is Yashomati Nandana Brajabhajana Nagara, that's also a first class Naam Kirtan, they call it, and the last Naam Kirtan, which we recommend for you, is Hare Krishna. Digestion is going on here. Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. These three are first class Nam Sankirtans. It will enhance your absorption in the Hare Krishna mantra. When you know a little bit more about Krishna's various qualities, his names and his pastimes. And in this song, all these are presented to you. His names, his qualities. Chitta Hari, he steals the mind of everyone. There are names about his form. His form is so beautiful that it is the most amazing form in all of the universes. And you will find different pastimes, names, Leela names. You know how he's Keliparayana. Keliparayana means he's absorbed in loving pastimes with the gopis. Everything is in this song. First class song. For you, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written this so that you can absorb yourself in this. Fine. Now I want to start our meditational session. I want to teach you a little bit about the Manasa Puja, that is a service to Krishna which you can do in your mind. We know from Shastra about Manasi Puja, it's in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, where we hear of a poor Brahmana who didn't have articles in his possessions to worship Krishna nicely, and who therefore did this in his mind. He would mop the temple floor in his mind, he would cook in his mind, he would offer in his mind, he would perform arati ceremonies in his mind, and because he did this with great faith, at the end he went back home, back to Godhead. We know about this, the power of Manasa Puja. And I would like to tell you an experience which I had when I was still a very young greenhorn in spiritual life. I don't say that I'm much better now, but it was really much worse than now when I was young. I remember I had come to Gangotri, and it was a very nice stay. The first night was the best night in my life. The clear stars were very close, it appeared, and the stars seemed to just touch the Himalayan mountains. They were so close, it was. And there was a crocodile in the star formation, which I had never seen before. The great bear we know, the great wagon we know, but not a crocodile. That is a new formation. And I looked on in the stars and was truly amazed. And the next morning, it was Ekadasi. And I said to all the devotees, I will not eat anything. Maybe when I'm hungry, I will just ask some people to give me something to eat. But I will come back in the evening. And I went all day to Mother Ganga and chanted many rounds at the banks of Mother Ganga. And I had found a place where I could have shade. I put my chada from one branch of a tree to the next branch of the tree and just sat there very happily chanting, when I thought for the first time in my life, let me try it. Let me simply try it. I am totally curious if it works with me. I will do a more advanced technique in Krishna consciousness now. I will worship Mother Ganga with an arati in my mind. I decided to do it. There was no one around, no one to check me. I was totally alone, and I was thinking, I'm going to do this now. It's written in the scriptures that a devotee can worship the Lord in his mind. So I thought, let me carefully start with Mother Ganga. And I still remember the stone. If I would go there, I could tell you where the stone is. I prepared an arati plate in my mind, and then I set myself in a direction from where Mother Ganga was coming, that is, facing her current, and then starting the arati ceremony. And my dear devotees, I cannot describe you what happened. First I heard divine music, and then I saw Mother Ganga on a crocodile. I swear to you, I saw her in my she came in my mind, because she seemed to say, Manasa Puja is in your tradition. It's all right to do it. It's necessary to do it. How will you see me elsewise? So I had a wonderful Ekadasi. It was, I cannot tell you how long it went on. In my estimation, not very long. In my objective estimation, but subjectively I say it seemed for a long, long time. And so this Manasa Puja is a very ancient form, and I would like to teach you in this. By the way, all pujaris do this all the priests do it. Today we have the best of the brahmana, a new Brahmin initiated person amongst us, and I think you know also that there is this description in the Pujari manual, Pancharatrika Deepika, to do services in the mind. And I would like to guide you in this. It's a little extended, but I'm not sure. Gottfried has fallen asleep for the fifth time. I counted it. I can see everyone from here very easily. How are you tired, or is you, should we do some Chatiya yoga? Fresh wind, yeah. Maybe we can offer the we will show you now some slides which will remind you of Radha and Krishna, and then we will close our eyes for meditation, where we will serve the deities in our mind. We will take you into the temple, which we consider our home temple, the Krishna Balaram temple in Vrindavan, where the beautiful deities of Radha Syam Sundar are there. Prabhupada has said that all the deities which he installed all around the world can be seen as extensions, personal expansions of these beautiful deities. Every morning these deities are given an elaborate worship, and the priests who go on the altar first do manasa puja, they worship the deities in the mind, and then when they come on the altar, they are there not just with their bodies doing the service, but they mean it, they are doing it in absorption. See the beautiful flower decorations of Shrimati Radharani, they're only made from flowers. In Vrindavan there are many flower gardens where mallis or gardeners keep the flowers. They are really flower fields also. On the left side of the parikrama, and these flowers smell, especially this yellow champak, which you can see on Radha and also on Syam Sundar. Try to see a little bit the moods of Krishna as you and Radha. Radha is said to be melting like fresh butter which melts in the sun. Radha's heart is said to melt with compassion for the fallen souls, and you can see her very compassionate and kind expression. This, as far as I know, but I stand to be corrected, this either the this is the Ekadasi dress. I wanted to say the night dress, but then I corrected myself, because in the night dress we don't find flowers. Flowers are not there in the night. Wonderful. Thank you so much for this amazing choice. There's even a rainbow. Oh Krishna. when we hear of Krishna's expression, we always hear, especially when he has his flute, like here on this picture, that the love which is there in his heart to all living entities comes from his heart into his breath and then into his music. So Krishna's flute play is nothing than the expression of the love of his heart. In this world we sometimes hear, I put all my love into this composition, but again this is only a small reflection of what goes on in the spiritual world, where Krishna plays his love songs on his flute, which are meant to all living beings. For cows, he calls cows, cowherd boys, he's like that. Now you know what is champak. These are the yellow, not the white flowers, not the yellow flower, who have a yellow inside, can you see? They are very dear. And Radharani's complexion is often compared to this yellowness of these champak flowers. Do you see? I don't mean the all yellow flowers, but the flowers which have a whitish thing around them, you know, on the edges, and then in the more center of the flower, the yellow. That's Radharani's color. Mm-hmm. Oh. Once Prabhupada said, when a flower is offered to Krishna, and on top of this flower, or inside this flower, there's an ant, then it is considered that the ant is kissing Krishna's lotus feet. Wonderful. Oh my God, these are such good photos. All flower decorations, there are even flower shoes which Krishna wears, just made from flowers, flower earrings. Wouldn't it be good to be that champak flower between the two lotus feet? That would be the perfect position. Why be a complicated human being? Be good to be just a simple flower on the lotus feet of Krishna, then go back to Krishna because he likes that service so much. So I think you can understand when you why there is Manasi Puja, why the worship is first done in the mind, because if you just take care of Krishna almost like, let us say, a professional dresser who dresses the mannequins, the male mannequins and the female mannequins, you know, just in a professional way, Krishna wouldn't like it. He wants to be dressed with love and affection. So therefore, first the mind must be moved, then the body will move. Let the hand move first in the mind and then in the air. Can you notice how the pujaris put fresh tomatoes and honey melons and everything and oranges? The fruit symbolizes fullness and freshness. So we will end with this picture of Radharani with this amazing flower decoration. Maybe we can have a photo of Radha and Krishna together, because now, thank you, because now I will guide you into a Manasi Puja. But can you just see this yellow rope which is there? Can you see it? That is usually a rope which Krishna carries around his shoulder, but maybe he was dancing so much that it was sliding down. It's a rope for tying the cow's hind legs so that they will be peaceful when he milks them and not kick Krishna. I request you to sit now comfortably, and you can now do what you wish. You can either listen to me while keeping your eyes open, or you can go into meditation, or if you feel, because sometimes I am also like this, when I close my eyes and I'm a little tired, then I send the signal of sleep to my body, which is the opposite signal that we need. So you decide yourself when, because it's a little long, that means it's complete, when you want to open your eyes or when you are closing your eyes. But in all cases, I request you to do a few deep breath. Want to close your eyes, then please do this now. If you want to keep them open, then kindly keep them open. Your task now is very simple. I will mentally guide you step by step through the very ancient method of worship called Manasa Puja. First of all, I request you to root yourself in an understanding of who you are. As you breathe in, imagine that all your attention goes into your heart. It is there in the heart where you live. The you who is free from all external roles. The you who is not man, not woman, not trained in the university or untrained in academic life. The you. And from this position, listen. Who you are. I am by nature the eternal servant of Sri Krishna. But because of my own bad fortune, I have been inimical toward him from time immemorial. And thus I have identified myself with my body and continuously wandered in the cycle of birth and death in the material world. I have suffered the threefold miseries, but now my life has changed. By my spiritual master's mercy, I know now that I am Krishna's eternal servant. An infinitesimal, that means a very small spiritual being, completely different from the gross and subtle body. I have now the opportunity to serve Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. First, my dear devotees, I request you in your mind's eye to go to the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Navadvip. Imagine a wonderful river, the river Ganga, which flows since time immemorial. It is here in the sacred atmosphere where we will worship our spiritual master. And ask for permission to go forward. Then we go to a lovely scene where we see Lord Gauranga sitting on a throne made out of jewels. On his right is Lord Nityananda, dressed in a bluish garment. On his left is Sri Gadadhar, dressed in red. And before them, with palms put together in the classical namaste greeting, there is Sri Advaita and Sri Vastaku, hold an umbrella over Lord Chaitanya's head. On the jewel platform, under Lord Gauranga's throne, it's just a little bit down, huh? Sits my spiritual master. We are now offering him different things. First, cooling sandalwood paste on his forehead. Tupf, 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 tupf. Then we give him fragrant flowers, like the rose flower or the jasmine. In our mind's eye, we offer these items by ringing a sweetly sounding bell. Click, 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 click. This sound is the embodiment of all music. And without it, there is no auspiciousness. Then we offer our spiritual master a beautiful Maha garland from Srimati Radharani, which he likes so much. Next, we take fragrant incense, maybe frank or sandal incense, and we offer that in circles. Then we take a ghee lamp with 5 ghee wicks and offer them in circles. Then at the end we offer our spiritual master some delicious food preparations which we know he likes. Prabhupada used to like this bitter melon Kerala and samosas. Then we offer prayers. My dear spiritual master, who gives the fruit of the highest bliss, the bliss of love of Godhead, please engage me in the blissful service of Sri Krishna. O beloved spiritual master, are you not always in the presence of Srimati Radharani, the daughter of King Brishabhanu? Please give me service to your lotus feet. Please place me in an ocean of happiness. I am suffering now, but please give me the service at the lotus feet of Sri Radha in the groves of Brajadam. now we still are at the banks of the Ganga in Navadvip. It is not different from Vrindavan, and we do a little meditation on that holy abode of Lord Chaitanya and his associates. Navadvip is completely different from the material world. It is situated on the banks of the river Ganga. There are many lovely gardens. The holy dam is filled with many houses which look like palaces made of gold and brilliant jewels. And in these houses live devotees who are always absorbed in singing Krishna's name with ecstatic love. Now, in that place where the river Ganga flows and where there are many first-class kirtan loving devotees, there is one place under a banyan tree where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is. His hair is bound with strings of pearls, and his moon-like face has the nectar of his gentle smile. Look at his beautiful golden body. There are these lovely garments, and he is covered with sandalwood and aguru pulp. There are these nice garlands and various glistening ornaments, like for instance around his arm, a golden ornament. Now we will worship Gauranga Mahaprabhu. We take a little cup with sandalwood in our hand, and we put the sweetly smelling sandalwood paste on his forehead to give him a cooling feeling. Then take some good smelling flowers like the champak or jasmine. Give the flower in his hand. Then offer him a flower like garland which you have made with your own hands. Maybe you even want to offer a tulsi garland. No one stops you. There are so many tulsis. Just quickly make a tulsi garland. Next, take some good smelling incenses and wave these incenses around the Lord. Then take a ghee lamp. Maybe this time you want to take a very big ghee lamp with 13 ghee sticks or more and offer the flames in very slow circles. Remember to ring the auspicious bell. Now, put some food preparations before the Lord. He likes spinach with paneer and rice, and mango chutneys. They go well together with nicely cooked puris. And give him tasty milk sweets like sundaes, sweet rice, and in the end a very cool banana lassi. Now you can offer your obeisances to Lord Chaitanya and conclude your worship with the following prayer. Oh, I wish that the Lord, who's known as Satchinandan, be transcendentally situated in the inner place of our heart. He has the radiance of molten gold, and he has come as an avatar in the age of Kali to give what no incarnation has ever given before, that is, the most ecstatic devotional service in the mellow of Madhurya Ras, a very, very deep form of love. Now, we will go with the speed of the mind to the holy land of Vrindavan. It's a place now which is in the middle of our heart. There, in the dust of Vrindavan, we sit down in the shade of one of the many desire trees. And from there we just perceive the holy land. Vrindavan Dham is an abode of ever-increasing joy, so much happiness. And you breathe in that happiness of Vrindavan. So many flowers and fruits are there. The birds make a very sweet sound. A cool breeze comes from the river Jamuna, and everywhere is the humming of bumblebees. Bzzz. The ground is made of jewels that shine with the brilliance of 10 million suns rising in the sky at once. See all this light around you. More light, more light. Much more light. This is a land of no darkness. There's a temple. See your own temple. It is coming out of the light. Go closer. See the nice towers of the temple. And now see the doors of that temple. Big wooden doors, 2 times as high as you are. The doors are slowly opening for you. You go inside the temple to the altar. There is a beautiful throne on the altar, and onto the throne you are now going to invite the divine young couple, Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. Invite them by saying, Esho, Esho, Vrishabhanu Sute. Come, O daughter of Vrishabhanu. Come, O son of the king of Braj, Krishna. All of a sudden they come. Welcome them by throwing fragrant flower petals in their direction. A rain of flower petals, a rain of softly falling flower petals, and offer them your heartfelt obeisances. Now we are ready to start our Manasa Puja of Radha and Krishna. We offer them water to wash their feet. They have come a long way. Offer them water containing lotus petal, tulsi leaves, and millet seeds. Now Radha and Krishna are ready to receive their bath. If you are pujari, you can quickly offer them the other items, but we will offer them now suitable bathing dresses. They are white, and the Abhishek ceremony starts. First, fresh cow milk. We take this in big conchals and we pour it over them, and it glides down their faces and then to their lotus feet. Then we take big bowls filled with creamy jokot and pat, 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 pour it over them. Next, we bathe them with lukewarm ghee. The ghee just goes in the middle of the face and their eyes become a little visible and seem to smile. Then honey water of the best quality. Then sugar water. Fruit juices, mango juice. Next, we are so enthusiastic, we run to the Ganga. In the mind, it goes very fast, and fetch a container full of Ganga water. Oh, finally, we are a little enthusiastic in our heart. Some movement is required. We quickly move to the Yamuna, bring a full container of Yamuna water, and of course, from Radha and Syamakund, big containers full of water, and they are all used as bathing. Now come the beautiful dresses. We made them by our own hands. Krishna put in a beautiful lightning yellow dhoti, Radharani, and a bluish sari. Then we put all kinds of jewels, ornaments. Finally, we give Krishna an artistically woven turban and put his nice flute into his hand. Then we take garlands, rose garlands, tulsi garlands, and then we put on Radharani flower hair decoration like we have seen in the slides, which make her look like a sweet young girl. When we are finished, we step 3 steps back. 1, 2, 3. And we offer them a little arati ceremony with incense. See the incense and the smoke of the incense coming, and ghee lamps. after the incense, we bring a small table, and on this two small tables we put very nice food preparations. One is more delicious than the other. The best quality rice with butter, dal, sweet and salty, different delicious chutneys, and so many preparations like pakoras, samosas, kachoris, rotis, puris, and good sweets, sweet rice, shrikhand, sandesh, halva, cakes, wow, cookies, fruit salads, mango and strawberry lassi. Everything is there. We wait a little bit by sitting on the floor. Let them finish their meal. Full of gratitude, we breathe nicely in and out. And then at the end, we offer them some prayers. Oh, my dear Krishna, you are the friend of the distressed and the source of creation. Are you not the master of the gopis and the lover of Radharani? I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Respects to Radharani, whose bodily complexion is like molten gold. She is the queen of Vrindavan. You are the daughter of King Brishabhanu, and you are so very dear to Krishna. Then, to conclude our Manasa Puja, we bring our heartfelt obeisances to Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. We beg them for forgiveness for any mistake we might have committed. And we sit down before their altar and begin to sing a particularly sweet kirtan.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Na Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare,
Hare Rama Hare Rama. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Go! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody in one voice, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. One more time with all our heart. Hare Krishna. More heart, heart, heart. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama.
We pay our obeisances. As we come up, we see the doors are slowly closing again. We can always go again to this place. There is no particular system in doing this, but what you have done just now is the traditional way of doing it. If you can make yourself familiar with the steps more and more, that is also very good. You can now slowly rub your hands. And just come back to room awareness gently. Writes, when the mind is fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness, it is said to be in samadhi or trance. The first duty of a transcendentalist is to keep the mind always focused on Krishna. And for one who is in such Krishna consciousness, there are no material activities, because everything he does is done for Krishna. Then Prabhupada says that these meditations about Krishna should be done based on the information from the Vedic scriptures. They should not be imaginations. In order to be factual, they need to be based on the authorized shastras. So I thank you all very much for participating in this. You see, it's not always that we need to be able to meditate. All sometimes we lose the threat of the narration. Sometimes we are even somewhere else. Sometimes we may also be overwhelmed by some drowsiness or absent-mindedness. That's not a problem. We are individual people and we walk our worship or do our worship in an individual way. But what is important that we begin to understand that Krishna consciousness starts really in the consciousness or in the mind. And by doing these exercises and going there, we will take something valuable with us. I recommend you that during this seminar you do these, you participate in the exercise. But the very best way to start is if you read the sacred scriptures, especially the Bhagavatam, and then at the moment where you feel you are touched or your interest is awoken, that you stop and then start to reflect about what you have just read. And as you do this, you will see how all of a sudden, as you reflect and think, something wonderful starts to be created or starts to appear in your mind. And that wonderful thing is you think of Krishna. And as you start to think of Krishna on your own, you will notice a revolution taking place. That is your matihi, your inclination to serve Krishna is awakened. And then an inner fire starts which will carry you through your devotional life. If you always are without an inner fire, just you do things out of duty, for instance, or because this is the way that things are done, you won't experience the joy which comes when you do something impelled by an inner fire. So this is the progression. You think of Krishna, then the first thing is a mati, an inclination comes, and then some shraddha comes. Oh, Krishna is really there. And from this faith, you will feel the inner fire. It's called in Sanskrit virya. Virya or inner strength always comes from shraddha or inner faith, which is, inner faith is something like a mati, an inclination and an orientation. So I'm very happy that you took part. I'm a little bit feeling that pressure of time. We are 25 minutes over time, but this was our last workshop, and I thought I give you this. This meditation was not designed by myself. I couldn't do it possibly so well. It was done by Damodar Priya, who is here, a pujari of Radha Madan Mohan, the head pujari, in fact. And for Damodar Priya, we all should pray, because her ear was not very good the last few days, and I hope her ear is now becoming very good, very dynamic ear. Dynamic, not healthy ear, pain-free ear. So thank you, Damodar Priya, if you are here or not. Let me see, she's here, Damodar Priya. Thank you very much, you did an excellent seva. We have to really thank our Damodar Priya. Ooh, such good compilation. So good. Yeah. So is Rasamurti? Yeah, Rasamurti. Good, Rasamurti. I beg your forgiveness. Can you do a little yoga? Yeah, so you will be able to move a little bit your circulation with the Rasamurti. Half an hour. Oh yeah, Why does don't you go immediately like this with your Vaishnava cloth? Rasamurti will not make you stand on your head so that all the cloth goes everywhere. No need this time. Yes, good. So please go down immediately with those who take the yoga course. Hare Krishna, Hare Bo. And the others, see you at 7 o'clock in your usual punctual way. Hare Krishna.